Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
I was talking to you a little bit earlier about sleep and how wherever I look right now, it is clear how important this is. On the weekly checkup last night with me and Dr. Anton Myburgh, we spoke about recovery. So also from exercise and other things, but of course sleep plays an important part. That's what we're going to be talking about, wired but tired, with Dr. Carl this morning. Dr. Carl, a very good morning. Morning. I hope you are well.
I'm ever so peachy keen, although I've been doing television for the last week, and you start at 6 o'clock in the morning and finish about 8 o'clock at night.
Oh, gosh.
So it takes a whole day to recover. And we were doing a show involving, you know, these people who ride on BMX bikes or the motocross bikes, they do flips.
Yes.
So, firstly, have you heard of Evel Knievel, who used to be the big guy on motorcycle stunts?
Yes.
Well, Rob Middleton is the next guy. There's two Robs, both of them from Australia. Okay, here's a question for you without any warning. At what age did these two guys start riding motorbikes?
I'm going to look to Mukundi for that. I'm going to phone a friend. Mukundi, what do you think? I don't know. You pick one.
I don't know. Eight.
Eight. There we go. We're going with eight.
Three.
Whoa. Okay.
So, and so they both said that they asked their parents for one, and then Santa brought them one. So just get this mental image on a farm somewhere in outback Australia, where you know, got farming territory going, not deserts. On a farm, you've got these 2-3-year-old kids riding around on motorbikes, and wait for it, they still believe in Santa and the Tooth Fairy.
Wow, wow, wow.
But they're riding around on motorbikes.
That is incredible. Absolutely incredible. Okay, let's talk about wired but tired. How can you be simultaneously tired and yet wired?
Because we humans have changed, the world has changed. We have evolved to respond to a short-term immediate threat. Something's going to get you right now, like the lion or the tiger or the hippopotamus. We are not wired up to respond to an overflowing email inbox.
Okay.
Right? So when your brain detects a threat, it goes, okay, this is serious. I've got to do something about it right now.
I love that.
And it throws you into an emergency mode, and hormones go traveling around, and heart rate goes up, and you breathe faster, and you direct your energy away from long-term maintenance into dealing with the threat. But now in the modern world, the stressors, the threats are different. They do not resolve quickly. Emails keep on going. And if you go home, somebody will ring you on the phone, and there's this constant stream of stuff on social media. I've really got to look at this video. And even at home, somebody will notify you, or there'll be messages. And so the brain that is supposed to be alert for a little while and then say, okay, now back to normal, doesn't go back to normal. And wired but tired, falling asleep is not just simply switching off the activity, but switching off the activity plus activating the sleep centers. And they can't activate until you've quietened them down. So there's three things that are making us wired but tired. The first thing, we've just got this long-term stress. There's all sorts of stuff happening all the time. Secondly, the screens have got blue light, and we have artificial lights at night. And doom scrolling. Mate, the other night I was watching for about an hour, and I only meant to watch for 10 minutes. I forgot to set my alarm to say, stop watching, because it's very addictive. Mm-hmm. And it is addictive because what you've got is 90 seconds of a really good movie that cost $100 million, and then there's another 90 seconds of a different movie. And they're really good quality, and they just keep on going. Next thing you know, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. Okay, so long-term stress plus artificial light and the doom scrolling plus rumination. It is good to ruminate, to think on things. So you think, oh, okay, so that's what happened with the lion, and we ran in this direction. We shouldn't have split and gone in two different directions. So you can mentally relive the past and then work out what you'll do in the future. But if your brain is still loaded with stresses, you keep on going, ruminating, I should have answered that email. Okay, here's the cure. I know this sounds boring. It's like what your grandparents would say, consistent routines. And not too much stimulation at night. Now, no wrestling till late on, and no late night exercise. But you exercise in the daytime, and you get exposed to the sun in the daytime. So I've been out doing some gardening and sweeping up the lawn and all that sort of stuff. I've got a brand new electric lawnmower. I'm using that, and limiting screen use late at night. And so then that way, you will, over a period of time, be able to sleep at night, so not you're be almost, wired
you're,
but tired.
Right, but so in other words, you are retraining your brain and your body to follow a routine that will improve the not only the time that you go to sleep, but also the quality of sleep.
You need both. You're dead right.
Yeah. Very, very interesting. And I love that idea, because that we can't distinguish between the anxiety of a full email box and the anxiety of being attacked in the wild. And it's just the most – it really is a great, great concept. And thank you for introducing it to us, because it really makes so much sense.
My pleasure. And by the way, the motorbike riders,
yes,
they are in a state of constant high stress. Look up Robbie Middleton.
I'm going
and
to
he
do
jumped
that.
The Arc de Triomphe in
Whoa.
Paris.
Wow.
Whoa.
Okay.
Wow.
That is...
Hey, it's an amazing video.
Yeah.
It's really scary.
Right.
And on the way down, he broke his thumb, but he's cool with that. And they've broken, on average, by the time they're, you know, professional, they've broken 1/6 of the bones in their body.
Oh,
about 37
word.
Bones out of the 216.
That is.
I'd rather have a slice of cake and a
absolutely
cup of tea and a good lie
right.
down.
Right, and you can watch and take photos under the Arc de Triomphe 3741. Dr. Carl, thank you as always. That is the wonderful Dr. Carl giving us all things science this Wednesday.